Hey everybody, Colin Morgan here, and welcome back to another episode of The Daily Grind. Today, we are going to be revisiting the episode I did with Neil Patel almost 2 years ago now. I'm sure all of you know who Neil is. If you don't, wait for the intro of this podcast. Neil is an absolute genius. You're going to love this episode. Be sure, as always, you have a pen, piece of paper, sit back, and dive deep in today's episode with Neil Patel. Enjoy. Today's episode is brought to you by eBay Canada. eBay Canada continues to help retailers bring their businesses online quickly through the Up and Running program. When you sell on eBay as a retailer, you can continue to serve your existing customers while gaining access to more than 180 million buyers in 190 countries, allowing you to stay local yet sell global. This Up and Running program is incredible, and as a Canadian business seller, you gain access to no listing fees on up to 200 listings per month, where you only pay fees when you sell, access to the eBay community group, where you can get real-time advice and inspiration from experienced sellers and eBay team members, powerful selling tools and insights, and access to eBay's 180 million plus buyers around the world. eBay Canada is here to help you. They've been supporting Canadian small business retailers for 25 years and launched this Up and Running program to meet an urgent need today. So if you're a Canadian small business retailer, or you know someone who is, visit ebay.ca/up and running and get started with this today. Again, that is ebay.ca/up and running. Welcome back, everyone. As I mentioned, we're sitting down with Neil Patel, who is a New York Times best-selling author. The Wall Street Journal calls him a top influencer on the web. Forbes says he's one of the top 10 marketers in the world, and Entrepreneur Magazine said he created one of the 100 most brilliant companies in the world. He was recognized as a top 100 entrepreneur under the age of 30 by President Obama and top 100 entrepreneur under the age of 35 by the United Nations. He's helped Amazon, Microsoft, Airbnb, Google, Thomas Reuters, Viacom, NBC, Intuit, Zappos, American Greetings, General Motors, and Salesforce grow through marketing. As I mentioned, I did this interview about 2 years ago, so you're going to hear a slightly different style, but I love just kind of revisiting these episodes. But without further ado, let's meet Neil. Now, Neil, welcome to The Daily Grind. What's happening? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much. Now, Neil, what's new and exciting in your world today?
Yeah, not much. Just the same old stuff. Love educating, helping people learn marketing online, and just growing my own businesses.
Absolutely. Now, everyone knows you as this master marketer. I mean, they're familiar with what you do, but maybe some of us are unfamiliar with kind of how you got your start. So if you don't mind, kind of walk us through your entrepreneurial journey. Like, how'd you get started in this? What was the story? What led you there?
Yeah, so I started at the age of 16. I was trying to find a job online, couldn't find one. So I created a job board. It was the most logical thing for me at that time. Created it, and I thought I would make a ton of money, but I realized that just because you pop up a website, it doesn't mean people are going to come to it.
Yeah.
Eventually, I saved some money, paid some marketing firms, got ripped off, learned it myself, got good results on my own site, but then I still didn't make any money, right? I didn't realize how to make money or convert visitors more so into customers, but I got good at the quote-unquote traffic part, and that's when I focused and just started helping other people with their traffic acquisition.
Awesome. And kind of walk us through that sort of learning experience you had, right? Like, you popped open a website, you weren't making money, you hired people, you still weren't making money, you learned it yourself, you still weren't making money. Like, what were some of the things that you did to help you make money in the marketing world?
Yeah, some of the things I ended up doing to help me make money in the marketing world was just getting people more traffic. So if they're spending a lot of money on pay-per-click ads like Google AdWords, I would end up generating rankings for the same keywords, because if they're spending, let's say, $50,000 a month on pay-per-click, you could assume the business was making some sort of money, right? Because people just wouldn't burn money for no reason. And it would just help reduce their costs and produce a better ROI.
That's fantastic. And kind of like early days, like when you're starting this, like with what you're 16 years old, that's when you kind of knew you wanted to be an entrepreneur. You've always had that spirit. Like, what kind of support was around you at that time when you had told your parents, friends that probably not going to go to school? Like, this is what I want to do full time.
Well, they wanted me. I didn't want to go to school, but they forced me to go to college. Okay. And finish the degree. But yeah, They thought I was crazy, but they accepted it over time.
Absolutely. And during those process of becoming an entrepreneur and a profitable entrepreneur, I'm sure there were certain behaviors which you had which you incorporated into your life. I like to call them winning behaviors. Then there was probably some losing behaviors which you had to get rid of. So I was wondering if you could share some of those with us.
Yeah, so some of the winning behaviors was, like when I was starting off, I realized that you need to end up taking risks to get big rewards.
Okay.
So, for example, I was willing to roll the dice and bet everything just to try to get progress. The other thing that I ended up learning was, hey, knowledge is, awesome and amazing, but just because you know something now doesn't mean other people won't catch up. So I believe that you got to execute fast and perfection's overrated. And that's worked out really well for me. Some of the losing behaviors that I had was, I felt that, oh, if you just make a mistake, it's okay, just keep pushing on and just keep going. And that's correct to some extent, but what I didn't realize is you're going to make mistakes, but you need to learn from them and avoid making the same ones over and over again, because that'll help you succeed because you'll know what not to do. Another lesson that I ended up learning was people aren't everything. And yes, without people, you won't have a business. But I assumed, oh, just because you hire smart people, you can end up making money. There was a lot of smart people that I hired that just executed so poorly that nothing really ended up happening and the revenue wasn't growing.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And what do you focus on when you hire people within your companies? Like, what is that main attribute that you like to look at?
They have to be better than me or better than whoever else we have within that specific job task.
Okay.
In addition to that, they have to be fast at executing. They also have to be a self-learner, and they have to be able to figure out how to solve problems on their own.
Absolutely love all that. Now, I know a lot of people listening here today are, say, in startup mode or want to start a business. Like you've started two super successful, co-founded two super successful companies. What would you say to those people? Like, what are some of the mistakes people are making? What did you do right, which led you to where you are?
I just kept going at it.
Yeah.
The biggest thing is I just never quit, and eventually I learned from my mistakes and I knew what not to do.
Yeah. Love it. Now, as an entrepreneur, I mean, there's ups, downs, highs, lows. You make mistakes, you learn from them. What's been, say, like the biggest obstacle that you've had to personally overcome to get where you are?
The biggest obstacle that I had to overcome to get to where I am today is I just had to figure out how to be scrappy without money. So I always assume that you need money to succeed, and that's a big misconception. You can do things in a very scrappy way and then just figure out how to end up growing. But I always believe you needed money, and that would stop me from things. Like, I wouldn't even try certain things, such as like competing with other companies. I'm like, oh, they're too big. It's Google or it's Microsoft. Like, I'm not going to beat them. Instead of being like, oh, I can get creative. They move slow. I can release stuff faster. And, they have to worry about scale when they release something. I don't. I can just start getting stuff out there and getting feedback, right? So I realize that speed and execution is really huge and important factor, as well as just overall being creative, right? And when you're creative, you don't have to necessarily rely on money.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people do struggle with that, right? They think they look at another company, they're trying to get in a space, and they're like, I'm never going to be able to reach where they are. I can't compete with them yet. Yet, if you can be scrappy with your money and just realize that if I just do this and execute on it, and that's a big thing, because I think a lot of people go through, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, Neil, they go through this period of, self-discover. They're trying to discover who they are. They're learning from a whole bunch of things, but they forget that those books they read, the videos that they watch, this podcast that they listen to, they now actually have to go and take that information and start implementing it.
That's correct. And everyone's like, oh, I learned so much. I'm like,
Yeah.
but did you use it? And they're like, no. I'm like, okay, what's the point of learning if you're not going to actually use what you've learned?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, just based on that, I have some people I know who are, big into reading, and they're reading, 10 books a week, and I'm like, that's great and all. It's always good to learn. It's always good to read. But like you said, what are you doing with that information? What are you actually implementing in your life? And once they kind of figure that out, I've seen a lot of people go from reading, 100 books a year to 10 books a year, but now they're taking that information, start implementing it in a good way, and start seeing those massive results that they want to see.
Exactly. And that's the thing. It's just like you got to execute, you got to push, and you got to end up just getting the results, right? And if you don't ever do anything, you're not going to see anything. And it's okay to fail.
Yeah.
Just learn from them and then just keep pushing forward.
Absolutely. And I think that's the power of, you know, you obviously sound like you had a vision at the early stages. Like you knew kind of where you wanted to get to. And it wasn't probably necessarily like, oh, I want to make $1 million. It was, I need to change the way that people are marketing their companies. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah. And having that vision in place makes it super simple for you to do those daily tasks and be consistent with those, which will lead you, because it's really the journey, the process is really what's important. You can't be necessarily results driven. You got to be process driven. I think, like Neil said, you have to have that vision in place. Having that vision in place makes that process period really easy.
Yeah, and most people don't have that vision, right? Or they're not trying to think clear of it. In addition to the vision, it's like a lot of people are thinking really small with their vision.
Yeah.
It's like it's almost as much effort to hit a double or a triple as it is to hit a single. So might as well swing for the fences.
Absolutely, right? You might as well, I mean, set your vision high for where you want to be. If you're setting it small, I mean, like you said, it's just as difficult to just hit a single than it is to hit a home run, say, right? So
yeah.
That's great. And it sounds like, you know, education has played a massive part in what you're doing. I mean, you're consistently evolving, changing, you're creating new companies, which is amazing to see. I'm interested to know, has there been, say, a mentor or one or two mentors that have had a big, profound impact on where you are?
Yeah, there's a guy named Andy Liu. He taught me how to do deals.
Okay.
So I've learned quite a bit from him. And then there's another person named Edward Yim who taught me that PR and notoriety isn't everything. It's like, just go execute, stay behind the scenes, make money, and who cares if no one knows who you are?
Absolutely. And kind of touching on what Andy had taught you there about making deals, I think a lot of people struggle with that, right? They don't want to sound salesy. Like, what were some of the things that he taught you?
Yeah, he was saying like there's always unique ways to do deals, such as you can't afford to pay people all up front, break out the payments, yep. Or, you know, it's not about creating the best deal for you. It's about a good deal is both people leaving when they're smiling, right, and walking away. Even if it's an amazing deal for you, you can still structure it where the other person's happy as well, right? Yep. So it's just trying to create a win-win situation. And like he even taught me, like, hey, you're trying to buy out a business, like everything from making sure there's no liens on banks, because if there's liens, then whatever you end up spending money on, you could end up losing it. Or he taught me, you know, basic things on how to appeal to businesses, such as like if they're very ROI based, then how do you end up presenting the numbers in a way that makes sense for them? Because it's not necessarily about how much they spend. It's more so, what do they think the return is going to be?
Absolutely. Love that. Now, one thing I was like to ask, Neil, is you've been through a lot in your entrepreneurial journey. You've started a lot of companies. I'm wondering if like you could go back in time, and you can choose the age here. You have free reign. Go back in time and offer yourself one piece of advice. What would that be and why?
Yeah, it would be focus. I tried doing too many things, and I still do to some extent, but I'm getting better and better every year at just focusing on one thing.
Absolutely. And say kind of hitting on focus, I think, because I do feel like that's important. A lot of people, they have a bunch of things going on, and they struggle to really focus. And I think one thing is having routines, habits, or a plan. Like, I'm wondering for you, what keeps you focused?
I just love what I'm doing. Yeah. So I just focus on my work because it's what I love more than anything else, right? Like when it comes to any of the opportunities out there. In addition to that, I use a software called Rescue Time, and it helps analyze my time, where I'm wasting it, so that way I can focus on the stuff that's producing the highest ROI.
Neil, what motivates you to keep on grinding? Like, what gets you out of bed every day and just fires you up to do what you do?
I just love what I'm doing. Yeah. Like, if there's even a 1% in you that you're not happy with whatever you're doing, then it's like, then don't do it. Focus 100% of your energy on anything you love. It's not always about money. It's about passion and what you love, because that's where you're going to put in the most effort in. And if you put in the most effort, you're probably going to be the best at it. And eventually it'll convert, you know, that time into revenue.
Absolutely. Now, what is your favorite podcast to listen to, say, right now?
I don't listen to too many podcasts right now. I just don't have the time. I spend a lot more of my time reading.
Okay, so share a book, say.
Yeah, and right now I'm reading Principles by Ray Dalio.
Oh, you know what? Coincidence. I have it right here on my desk. Are you through it yet, or are you kind of midway?
I'm not through it yet. I'm midway.
You know what? I love that book because I think one of the key messages that he says there is you have to develop your own set of principles. And it goes back to what we had been talking about inputting, like when you read a book, how to take that information and implement it into what your principles really are. So I think that's really important. And anyone listening today, grab, you might as well learn from the greatest investor of all time, right?
There you go, and he's done really well. What's his fund size at? 150, something like that.
Oh, it's ridiculous. And he's just in a more of an advisory level now. He's working with countries and top CEOs. Like he's amazing.
Yeah, he's done extremely well.
Absolutely. Now, I know this is a difficult question because, Neil, people perceive work as different things, but how many hours a day do you typically work on average?
10 on the low end. 12, 13 on the high end.
You got that grind on.
Yeah, I don't really see it as work, right? It
Yeah.
goes back to loving what you do.
Absolutely. It's the same thing, right? You got to love what you do and you got to put in the work. Now, what is your most successful form of marketing? Like, you're a marketing expert. What's the most successful form of marketing, say, for a small business out there?
Yeah, the most successful form of marketing for a small business is inbound. So that's like SEO, social media marketing.
Okay.
Content marketing, anything that isn't paid, and it works extremely well for SMBs.
Awesome. Now, Neil, how do you define success? Like, what is that definition for you?
It's happiness. If you're happy in what you're doing, to me, you're successful.
Love it. Now, we've heard a lot from you today, Neil. You've shared a ton of great content. We covered a lot of topics. Say my audience, they listen to it, they remember nothing, but they can take one thing home with them today. What do you want that one thing to be, Neil?
You're going to make mistakes. That's okay. Learn from them and avoid making the same ones over and over again. You do that, you're going to increase your odds of succeeding. Eventually, you'll know what not to do.
Amazing. Now, what is the best way for our audience to connect with you and just learn more about what you're doing?
NeilPatel.com.
Fantastic. Go to neilpatel.com. I can tell you, I've seen countless videos of him. He is absolutely amazing at what he does. You might as well learn from someone that is at the top of their game. And as you can see, again, everyone, success is driven by passion, hunger, and today, doing what you love. Everyone has to overcome obstacles. Everyone has a story. Start building yours today. We had the chance to speak with Neil Patel today. Neil, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and visiting us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And if you like today's episode, everyone, please be sure to hit that subscribe button, leave us a comment, share it with your friends. Until next time, Colin Morgan signing off. And always remember to keep on grinding.